Penguin Random House Audio presents Exodus, The Helium Sea by Peter F. Hamilton. Narrated by John Lee. Timeline of the Centauri Cluster. 2170 AD. Entropy drive tested. Experimental spacecraft Maxilla travels out to the Oort cloud. 2000 AUs from the Sun. 1 AU. Equals about 150 million kilometers. 2200 AD. 67 asteroid settlements established. Interplanetary economy's golden age. 2200 AD. Exodus era. Earth's habitability in severe decline. Over the next 200 years, humans from the asteroid settlements construct ark ships powered by entropy drives. These fleets depart the Sol system to search for a new home among the stars. 2251 AD. Josias Matthew Apponi, born. Eunomia Asteroid Settlement. 2280 AD. Arkship Diligent leaves Sol system, its flight vector taking it directly away from the Centauri cluster. 18,000 AD. Dawn era. Several fleets of arkships reach the Centauri cluster 16,000 light-years from Earth. They discover hundreds of densely packed star systems with thousands of potentially habitable planets and send out the Green Worlds signal to summon the rest of the arkships. 24,000 AD. Remnant era. The Centauri cluster's early history is marked by the violent rise and fall of interstellar empires. With the aid of genetic engineering, the citizens of these constantly warring cultures rapidly change and evolve into dozens of divergent, transhuman species, collectively known as Celestials. 30,000 AD. Crucible Era. A powerful celestial species called the Elohim rise to prominence. The Elohim construct the Gates of Heaven, an interstellar starship transit network, linking all the systems of Centauri, heralding a new age of exploration and trade. 31,080 AD. Pioneer starships, dispatched by six family houses of the newly formed Imperial Celestials, travel out from the densely populated core of the Centauri cluster along the Elohim pathways, searching for new stars, where they can expand their species and its mind-line culture. They settle adjacent star systems on the edge of the Poseidon Nebula, Kelawan, Verek, Winid, Bassa, Nizinsk, and Cheluli. Each of the major houses claims its own planetary system, and together they sign an economic and political treaty that establishes the Crown Dominion. The rulers of the six houses rise to become queens. 31,430 AD. A helium macroplanet in a distant orbit around Tinaja goes nova, creating the Helium Sea. 35,118 AD. War breaks out in the Crown Dominion as Zuberi, the now and forever queen of Kelawan, launches a subversive campaign to evolve Imperial Celestials further. The other five queens form an alliance and invade the Kelawan system. Zuberi is killed and her entire family slaughtered. There are rumors that one of Zuberi's princesses survived and fled into exile. 35,127 AD. The five victorious queens signed the Imperial Accord, tightening their governance over the Crown Dominion by formally establishing the position of Empress. Henceforth, each of the queens will take her turn serving as Empress for 60 years, managing the overall economic and political policy of the Dominion, as well as being responsible for its defense. The throne itself is situated on Kelawan, and the system's habitable planets, their wealth and resources, are distributed among the five queens and their grand houses. The Kelawan grand families most loyal to Zuberi flee. The accord begins a long period of stability within the Crown Dominion, which establishes itself as the dominant power in this sector of the Centauri cluster. 35,280 AD. The Crown Dominion annexes Tinaja, a star system 1.2 light-years from Kelawan. This immediately becomes a valuable economic asset to the Crown Dominion,